Good evening. Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra. My name is John Fay. I'm from Pleasanton, California, and I want to welcome you to the CMEA Bay Section Band Orchestra Festival East E here at Castro Valley High School on May 4th, 2018. It's my pleasure to serve as one of your judges today, listening to you and a great performance that you're about to give us and give you feedback on the areas of quality of sound, technique, and musicality. I want to wish you the very best of luck. Have a great time, and I'll get back to you when you're ready to begin. All right, you've been given a thumbs up. You're ready to go. Yeah, good start. Nice, strong viola-violin sound. Good balance and good harmony, good intonation as well. Be careful of major 7. You seem to disappear on the downbeat. It should be an accent. It should be emphasis, but you shouldn't really disappear from the sound, much like the forte pianos you were doing before in measures 2 and 4. So just be kind of careful in how you're interpreting the forte pianos versus accents or with just some emphasis, and that you're not disappearing too much on the sustain note after the dotted quarter and after the accent. Nice sense of style change, too. You get to the marcato style going at 26, and then really get to that nice lyrical 34. The change in style is very, very that's professional. I mean, it's pronounced. It's in control. Yeah, work on the gradual crescendo, and then also make sure you're diminuendoing. So you've got these sort of 44, the rise and fall of these swells that are happening over 4 counts each. So really control that and execute. I love the intonation. I love the control of time, but really work the musical aspect of it as well. Yeah, the length of note here at 62. I'm just noticing that that there are some that are playing with a little bit of space, marcato style, and then some are really kind of connecting the notes in between. And so it's a matter of just making the stylistic approach to the playing a little more consistent with regards to that separation style. Make sure you have enough upbow at 75 so that when you come back down for the downbeat, everything is timed together and you didn't run out of bow, okay? Because some people are disappearing on the sound on the crescendo part of that forte piano crescendo in 75. So hit it, come down, and then you've got to grow and connect to the last note, okay? I would say keep working to the length of note, consistency of the, because that's all about the style at that point. Be careful of your accented notes, that you don't misinterpret those as a forte piano and you disappear too much on it, and then just exaggerate your dynamics. Keep up the good work of, again, the listening and the playing in tune. Really strong sound from an ensemble standpoint. Really could hear all the voices. You had a really large section in each of your sections, and so not really a problem with the sound being heard or all the voices being heard. Watch your pitch. Nice, again, change of mood. So the piece, very stark different from the opening piece. Keep working on center of pitch. And then when you have the rest on one violins and you're coming on B2, be patient, even more patient than you are right now, just to avoid any miscues or misentrances from individuals. Yeah, nice job with connecting the dotted the half note at the end of the bar, and connecting to the downbeat. It's again very lyrical, very musical in terms of the phrasing. Center pitch down there, Chelly. Yeah, nice approach. Again, the interpretation and just the getting the flow of one idea to the next, and the connection of those ideas in this particular piece, being executed really, really well. The transition going into 31, I can see as being difficult in terms of, again, it's that a change in style for, again, you guys handled it very well. Careful. Just be careful that the first violins, when you do have those notes in bar 38, that you don't get too loud too soon. The crescendo wasn't supposed to happen until the half note, and then. But I heard the crescendo happen earlier, and then the half note really didn't go anywhere, and didn't seem to do what to grow on the over those two counts. Now, it's a nice trade-off here with our first violin, second violins to the cello melody. Right there. Same thing there. You got a down bow and a quarter note in bar 50. Be careful on that you don't misinterpret the down bow marking with that it's got to be louder. Crescendo is nice on that whole note. But just be careful not to cover up the cello when you've got those downbeats where maybe you have to use a lot of bow. Maybe start mid bow, and or towards the tip a little more. That way, you're kind of again you're softening the downbeat or softening the second beat, so it's going to stay consistent with the rest of the phrase, and it doesn't cover up the melody. The A natural. Just be careful that again we're playing that in tune. What I really enjoy is I'm seeing the last row of violins using the same amount of bow as the first row of violins, and so I really appreciate the attention to detail with regards to the quality of sound as well as the dynamic of sound that you guys are all producing from the very first chair all the way to the last chair. Bravo, bravo. Nice job. I think a little bit in terms of the intonation and the tuning on the last sustained note and the upper violins. The way that you handle that transition just to get to the end, it's all about events, right? So it's just about watching and making sure that the events happen at the right times. So, and eyes were up and you guys were watching and you guys were in touch with your conductor. And so that's why that was successful. I think... always be thinking about the getting the center of pitch all the time, even inside the phrases or inside. So it's not the first note, it's not the last note, it's the notes that are in the middle. So just making sure that you've got all the notes within the scale and all the notes that and the key that the composer wants you to play in, that it's staying in tune. All right, Conquistador, there you go. Be careful. You know what? Bass is where you're at in the ensemble. I would think of being on a little bit on the front edge of the beat as you change notes. I would be a little bit ahead of your conductor's beat just so to make sure that between where you are and then where the celli are, that the sound and the downbeats line up. Yeah, pizzicato was really nice. I think when you got to the rest, don't rest, bump bump, or in 29. Just we don't want to rush that. Good. I like the fact that you make a difference at 48, at 44 with the accented notes. Yeah, the eighth notes in bar 53 didn't quite come out as eighth notes. I heard quarters. So quarter instead of 2/8, quarter. And so it's a matter of just making sure that that you can separate the bow. D. The quarter notes are fine, and I would actually encourage the spiccato bow on that. I wasn't looking up to see if you did it, whether it was, but I kind of got lost in the fact that I didn't hear the 2/8 notes. Yeah, just some minor pitch fluctuations and pitch discrimination, or you're having a difficulty sometimes finding that pitch. Again, it's not the first note of a phrase. It's usually it is a note that's in the middle and it moves and it's moving to the last note of that particular phrase or something to that nature. So so just again be very mindful of finger position. And getting those and adjusting when you need to in order to get those notes as in tune as possible. Yeah, again, love the celli sound. How long are those notes supposed to be, first violins? So right now, when you got to those quarter notes at 102, D. Okay, very inconsistent with regards to how long those notes were going to be. So it's a matter of just, again, watching, you know, the timing and the precision at the beginning of the notes seems pretty solid. But we also want to care about how long the note is and the end of the note in order to make sure that the style gets communicated as accurately as possible throughout the ensemble. Some great music choices, just in terms of recapping the performance. Just be careful of pitch. I mean, you know, and it's not happening all the time. Like I said, the first note seemed to be good. Last note seemed to be good. There's a good focus on how you're beginning and ending. It's a matter of now looking at the notes in the middle of the phrase in order to help you, you know, just maintain that pitch integrity and what key we're in and what scale that you're supposed to be in. I, you know, from a blend and balance situation, your sections are so strong that it was not difficult for me to hear what it was that you were trying to do. And with all those players up there, you were still able to get your other sections, the ones that didn't have the melody, to get out of the way so that they could be heard, so that the melody could be heard. My biggest suggestion for you right now would be is to wait after rest. So when you have a rest and you have an entrance, make sure you're waiting. Give yourself some time and make sure that you're watching and you're coming in together and so that it gets rid of those anticipation errors. But I really like the fact that I was watching across the violin section, especially because you guys are right in front of me. And from the very last player to the very first chair player, everybody was using the same bow, which was really nice. I would say from a postural standpoint, get that left elbow up or right elbow up, sorry, a little bit more, that left elbow up just a little bit more so that the sound can project even more out of the instrument from a consistency standpoint. Keep working on the length of notes and the ends of notes. I think I ended the your last piece talking about that. I really like your second piece with regards to how lyrical and how musical you interpreted that and how you played that. Okay, so bravo, good job. And just really be careful about accents. When you're playing accents, don't let them become too much like forte pianos. Make sure that they're a forte note with emphasis, or they're a mezzo forte note. So you got to sustain the note, but the emphasis is a little bit above the forte or the mezzo forte or whatever. So the accent ends up being a little bit above the dynamic, but the rest of the note has to sustain at that dynamic level. Okay. Hope my comments have helped you enjoy the performance. Thank you very much.